Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Humphrey, low, dead. What's the business? What's going on, K100 people out there? What's on, everybody out there in the world? You feel me? Trying to get everything set up. I'm trying this new technology out today, man. Kind of hyped. I kind of found the way to let the people look at me while I'm doing the show. You dig? And I'm basically broadcasting, you know, from a studio. You can't really see everything right now, but I'm if you are tuning in for the first time, thanks once again. I'm your host, Blizzum. The show is K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Short for Keep It 100. Hold on, let me get my background music started up. I'm like doing, I'm like really, really, really feel like I'm really running the show now. Hold on, I feel like I'm really running the show. And actually, let me see, I'm going to start to record this joint. All right. How long you been recording? May stop recording? Whatever. All right. So anyway, here we go. Welcome to the show, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. This is K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Short for Keep It 100. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966. I want to welcome everybody to the show, my very first live Ustream broadcast. Also, my co-host, P-Reg Affiliated, is not going to be here today. You understand what I'm saying? But that's okay. Because, let me get everything straight. That's okay. Because basically, he's got some family issues to handle. You know what I'm saying? So one time for the homie P. Reg. Hopefully, he get his thing together. You dig? And he'll be back Monday. Yes, he'll be back Monday. All right? I'm hoping the camera and the mic, everything picks up my live broadcast. Coming to y'all via Ustream, www.ustream.com. You understand? Go to my Facebook page if you're on my Facebook profile, and you can actually see the link to the Ustream feed on the page. All right? So just do that. And, I'm going to stick this mic right here. That'll help with the audio on that end. You feel me? Okay? So now you should be hearing the background music live via the feed a little bit better. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit more over here. Get everything set. All right. Now, so let's get it. Episode 57, you dig? Good movie, great question, indecent proposal. That's what we're talking about tonight on the show. Basically, I don't know how old you are, but one of the best shows that came out like in the 90s, I think it was like the early 90s, you understand what I'm saying, was a movie called Indecent Proposal. And I'll get into that once I read the synopsis of my show. I'm kind of motivated, so I'm looking at over here at two screens. We're looking at you live via Ustream right here on this feed. And I'm also looking at this screen right here, which is my Skype and my Blog Talk Radio live feed. So I'm doing a lot of things. This is my first time really doing it from this particular angle, all right? So y'all work with the brother, okay? But let me go ahead and run down how the show works. Like I said, K100 is short for K100 is short for Keep It 100. And we don't have any censorship on my show, okay? You can call in, you can say anything that you want to say, you know, about anything. We don't have to agree. Our opinions don't have to be the same. It doesn't even matter to me. You understand what I'm saying? But what I If you come up to my show and you feel like you want to be politically correct or say what you think only women would say or what a guy would say, or if you're white, you don't want to say what you think might offend somebody that's black, or if you're black, you don't want to say something else, whatever, anything, any of the fake shit, this is called Keep It 100 Radio, all right? Any of the fake shit, I'm killing you ASAP, all right? Death to fake shit on K100. Straight up, all right? That's how it works over here. That's my only rule. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. No, you can't see it, but we're actually in my studio right now. And here, the booth's over there. The speaker's right here. Everything's in front of me, so I got the camera facing me. You understand what I'm saying? But we are independent artists. We're an independent record label by right. You understand? And what we're trying to do is be a platform also for other independent artists, like ourselves over here at K100. You understand what I'm saying? We are really, really big on the underground. We try to show love, and we're just trying to give underground artists another platform to push their music. So with that being said, if you're an artist, you know anybody that's an artist, go ahead, send your music to my internet show, all right? And we'll spin it. The email to the show that you can send your MP3 is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K. That's the number 100radio@gmail.com. If you know anybody that's interested and wants to get their music spinned on the show, you feel me? It's all good. Now, with that being said, we just want the music to be pretty much good quality, nice sound. You understand what I'm saying? If it's like trash, I got to flush it. All right? Sorry about that. Got to do it. It's only fair. It's only right. But if it's some good music, you understand what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and run that thing. You know what I mean? If you're a producer also, send me some MP3s of your work. And basically, I'll be like, how you hear the background music in the background playing, I'll basically give you a feature like, yo, tonight we running the show live via Skype or whatever. And then we're going to also big you up and shout you out. I'll be like, yo, the beat you hear in the background is by such and such. I'm going to start doing that now. So I don't want to cut out the independent producers because they don't have any artists or whatever rapping on their beats, or they may not have a studio to record. I can still get us some shine on the beats. People is listening to be like, yo, the beat was banging in the background. We may have other independent artists out here listening and be like, yo, who's playing them beats in the back? It's a good way to network yourself. If you're an independent artist, you need this platform. Don't fool yourself. You need indie radio, internet radio. It's your only outlet, because unless you got the moolah, the big bucks, you already know you're not getting no FM radio. You're not breaking that ceiling. You know, that's payola over there. No matter if nobody wants to admit it out loud, because basically it's illegal, but that is what it is. So we're another platform. K100 Internet Radio at gmail.com. That is the email to the show. And send us that. Send us your link to your MySpace or your Facebook or Reverb Nation or Bing or whatever you got. And all thing that we ask you to do is embed the code for the player into the show for my show, the K100 player. So when people go to your page, they can see the K100 player. Click, share, whatever, spread the word. And we're going to show you that love by spending your music on the show. We've already spent a couple of artists. We do spend a lot of in-house music because we are a record label. We got 6 products done, completed. Got some more coming. You know what I'm saying? We're affiliated with the Team Striz Project. You understand? Got the homie Big Swole, the homie P. Reg, Affiliated Hustlers, me, myself, Blizzum. You understand? And we got Vision. And we just got a clique and a family over here. So we do play a lot of our in-house music. You understand? We got two or three hard drives, you know, 100, 200 gigabyte hard drives. You understand? Filled to the T with good music. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going out of music to play for the people, but we want to give you guys a chance, even though K100 is a subsidiary and a vessel for us to promote our show. All right? We want to give you guys out there, all you other independent artists, you understand, a chance to get your shine on the show. We're not going to cost you nothing. We're just going to ask you to network this thing. All right? Favor for a favor. Let's swap it out. You dig? Moving right along. We're also on Facebook, like I said, MySpace. Now, as you can see, we're on Ustream, we're on Skype, we're on any given format on the internet right now, because we are an internet-based radio. We're trying to get our brand out to the people, all right? And this is how we're doing it. Everything's done right here from the lab, from the studio, and we're going to keep it crunk. Now, I know P. Reg, when he gets back on Monday, he's going to be crunk about this, because I've had so many people like, yo, you need to find a way to get your visual up. We want to see you. You understand what I'm saying? So now you got it. You did? All right? I know somebody else. I bit this idea. Somebody else told me about it. And I saw it. And I was like, yo, that's hot. I didn't even got to worry about editing nothing and putting it in Final Cut Pro or nothing. I'm like straight live broadcasting right now. And it's being recorded. You understand what I'm saying? So like I said, once again, you know, all thing about now is I can't do the show looking like I just got my little white tee on because I don't really care about it tonight. I'm just really just giving it to you raw, you feel me? But you know, gotta make sure you got your look together, you understand? Got your swag on, you feel me? Other than that, it's basically the same thing, and I gotta try and make sure I look right here at this camera. which is very difficult, and this is my very first time doing it, so I keep looking at 2-3 screens and the camera. So it is what it is. But thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. Make sure you go find us on. Oh, and we're also on iTunes. So all you Apple iPod users, we're an official podcast on iTunes. So if you use the iPod software or anything related with the Apple gear, you dig, make sure you go ahead and go to the podcast section on the iTunes store. Do a search for us. Put in Cable 100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. That's the logo. You dig? That is what it is. All right. You know it's Cable 100. Tune in. Tell a friend. Spread the word. We're trying to be big. We got over 3,500 plays right now within 4 months. We're already on episode 57. We're grinding. All right. And people are loving the show. We unfiltered. We uncut. So it ain't for your mom or them. It's just straight up real talk. The kind of conversations you would have with you and your homies. You and your homegirls. Real opinions about real life stuff. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into tonight's episode. All right. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of my show real quick. All right. So I got to look over here at this screen when I do that. All right. Episode 57. Good movie. Great question. Indecent proposal. All right. What would you do? You understand what I'm saying? Some movies bring up questions that we all ponder and have very different opinions on. You know, like in the classic Indecent Proposal. Now, if you're under 21, you might need to go to Blockbuster and do your homework real quick. You understand? Hold on. Oh, by the way, I'm sipping on a little brown tonight. Got a little Cabassier. You know what I'm saying? I have my kids all day. It's been a stressful day for me. It's been stressful! Don't judge me. All right. Anyway, you might want to go do your research if you've never seen the movie Indecent Proposal. But basically, the story goes, two couples love each other. They get in some debt. Some rich guy comes along, thinks the wife is hot, offers to pay the husband $1 million to sleep with her for one night, just one weekend with her, basically. You know what I'm saying? And so that's basically the premise. The whole point of the show is, should she do it? Whatever. Now, I don't want to spoil the movie for all y'all who haven't seen it, but it is old as hell right about now. So I'll go ahead and basically give you the rundown. She basically goes off with the guy, whatever, but it ends up breaking up their marriage because, I mean, he just can't get over the fact that he let her go, A, and B, that she went, and it's just a crazy movie, but you gotta see. But it made me think. It made me think. It made me do something. It made me come up with this particular show because I'm like, yeah, you know, for $1 million, if we really in debt, I'm thinking, yeah, I think I might want wifey to take one for the team. It's just me. Might be wrong. I'm going to go ahead and finish reading what I wrote down on the synopsis of the show, all right? Would you let your mate sleep with someone else for $1 million? You know what I mean? Think about it. See, really, in the movie, for me, it was a no-brainer, like I just said. I mean, come on, it was like for one weekend. You know, they really needed the money. Now, I know if you're rich, then this scenario doesn't apply to you. But fortunately for me and for most of my friends, they're not rich. They're just not. You feel me? They're not rich. They're regular people, all right? So considering how much money you got right now to your name, say for instance, you living check to check, you barely making it. You understand what I'm saying? Would you let your mate, whether it be your wife, a girlfriend, living girlfriend, whatever you know you love, the woman you with, the person you with, would you let them, if a rich person of the opposite sex came up to them, offered them $1 million, would you let them go ahead and do it? Would you have a problem with it? Would you try and stop them? You know, I mean, it's $1 million for one weekend. One weekend. Now, in the movie, the guy was like, yo, all she got to do is spend this one. Of course, he's insanely rich. You only got to spend one weekend, man. I mean, come on. One weekend. Y'all been together how many years? Whatever. It's just one weekend, all right? I'm just saying, it's just one weekend. I'm just saying. One weekend. I love you to death, baby. But, the car need a new transmission. Baby need to go to college. Yeah. One weekend, I can forgive you. I'm not even going to think about it twice. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to love you like the shit never happened if you was mine. Because we need it. If we rich and money is nothing to us, of course, then that's a whole nother ball game. But that's not what the movie was about. In the movie, they needed the money. You know what I'm saying? They got jammed up in the movie. They really needed the money. So we're just going to equate that to the basically See, hey, it's a recession going on. Worst economy since the Great Depression and all blah, blah, blah. Let those motherfuckers tell it. Whatever. All right, that's Obama's fault. Whatever. But anyway, that's a whole other subject. Point is, $1 million, one weekend. Let me go ahead and finish this synopsis. Now, like I said in the movie, and for the purposes of this show, you can't. There's no restrictions on what goes down with them. Basically, she has to do whatever the hell he wants her to do for the weekend. You feel me? Or it deals off. So basically, all this about, well, yeah, you can go, but you can't give him no head, or you can't eat her pussy, and blah blah blah. Pump your motherfucking brakes, and now it goes down. You don't know what the hell going on, and whatever the hell he want her to do, goddamn it, she got to do outside of like fucking some animal, some crazy retarded shit. But he might want to goddamn pull the threesome with her. He might want to whatever, whatever. You got no control over what goes on. And frankly, if it's me, if I'm the husband, I don't want to fucking know what went on. I don't give a shit. Make sure you just bring the motherfucking check back. Cash. Matter of fact, we won't have before you even leave. I'm going to need $500,000 deposited on Friday and the motherfucker other half Sunday afternoon when you drop off. I'm just saying. And I love her. And it's not going to stop the fact that I love her. I still respect her the same. She'll still be my wife. All that stuff right there. I won't look at her no different because it's one weekend. It's for the greater good of the team. For the greater good of the team. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I'll be looking up there because that's why I got to take that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to the show. Call in. I see a couple people on my line right now. You feel me? Now, I do recognize a couple numbers on here. Some of y'all got old ladies and boyfriends. Okay. Look, I said for the purposes of this show, if you do hit the number one, I'm just going to be like, I don't hit the number one. I'm going to be like, yo, caller, you on the air. And I think at that particular point, I'm just going to give you the first three of your zip code out. I'm not even going to like say the next. I'm just going to be like, caller, you on the air. You feel me? And, you know, because some of y'all might not want to divulge how you really feel. You understand what I'm saying? So, 347-934-0966. That's the number. Everybody, I got some people on my line, but they just sitting back listening. I don't know. Maybe they can't talk right now. Maybe they can't offer their opinion about it. But my whole point is, I'm going to tell you like this right here. Me, personally, I'm going to be mad. Yeah, I'm going to be mad. I'm gonna be mad if my wife don't do it. And I'm gonna tell you why. Hold on before all you moralistic bastards out here watching this live via Ustream for the first time. You feel me? If you didn't know, I'm broadcasting live via Ustream for the first time. So if you're on my Facebook page, you dig, go to my Facebook page and you'll see the link that I posted up. You understand what I'm saying? Giving y'all the link to where I'm broadcasting live via Ustream. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and find that. You did. But I see you for finna get ready to come to you. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you why I would be mad if my wife didn't want to do it. If we was really in bad financial straits. Because that's like just taking one for the team. For me, it's a job. And it's a good paying job. It's not the most moralistic job in the world. You basically being held out for like, you know, a weekend, okay, I understand that, you know what I'm saying, if you want to look at it like that, you know, people want to sit here, I'm not going to sit here and debate with you about whether or not you basically quote-unquote pipping your mate, or she's being a hoe for it, whatever, that's no different from taking a second job, you feel me, or, you know, working an extra shift, working a little overtime, I mean, you're sacrificing for the team, I'm just saying. You sacrifice for the team. That's just how I'm looking at this whole situation. You feel me? If it's my wife and I love her, whatever, I'm not. Listen, she's taking one for the team. I know ordinarily she ain't no hoe. But ordinarily, you ain't finna get $1 million for one weekend. I don't care what the hell you doing. Million? A milli? In this economy? And we living from check to check right about now? Motherfucker, if you don't do it, it's for your ass. We broke up. I want a divorce. Because you're not a team player. You're not a team player. 347-934-0966. I know a lot of people. Everybody on my line. Everybody on my line probably think I'm dead for real, though. For real. Not for real. Now you can, like, see my expressions on my face. Like, for real, I'm dead serious. Like, I would be mad with my chick and my wife my wife of 20 years, I don't care. If we are barely making it, now, of course, if we're comfortable and the money ain't a thing, hell no. We don't need no money like that. You feel me? But it's not about that. And like I said, we're going by how the movie was went. In the movie, if anybody remember the movie, they got jammed up. I think they went to Vegas or something and like lost and they was about to lose their house. What was they about to lose their house? Somebody that's on the line, make sure you hit me up. 347-934-0966. I think they was like, they went to Vegas and lost the money for the house or something. You feel me? They really needed the money. The first day, we go with the assumption that you need this damn money. You ain't got no job, whatever. You're not going to take one for the team? You're not going to take one for the team? Baby, I'm just saying. I know he ain't your type. I understand. But I'm saying, if it was vice versa, she might not be my type. But I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to take whatever pills and drink however much liquor and smoke however many blunts I need to do to make it through the weekend. But, damn it, for the team, for us, oh, it's going down. I don't care if she's 89 years old, she wrinkled, pruny, I don't give a damn. All right, I got one person that's hitting. I got a lot of people on the line, but nobody wants to actually hit the number one and get their opinion. I like see five of them. I think I recognize some of the numbers, and like I know they got like somebody's vote. Here go one brave soul. 4-4, holla at me. You on the air?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What's up, homie? You on the air? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, boy. She better go get that money, and vice versa. She better whoop my ass on, go get it. Better go get that change.
Go get the money. My caller says go get the money. You feel me? All right. Now, you know what I just realized? When I'm broadcasting live via Ustream, I can't, they can't hear you. Everybody listening on the line and my call on the air, you can actually watch me broadcasting live on the internet tonight for the first time. If you go to my page, you'll see a link that says watch me broadcast live via Ustream. But they can't hear you. But my call on the line right now, all right, we're going to count how many people say they're going to do it. That's one. This is the male on the line. He says, yeah, he going to be all in. Now, would you be mad at your mate if she don't do it, if y'all really needed the money?
Oh, yes.
You're going to be mad at her, right?
She's mad, pissed off.
Right. Because, I mean, like I said, you need the money. Y'all got kids. Y'all living check to check. It ain't like y'all just got it like that. Y'all ain't caking. You feel me? I think not doing it, you're not really. Because, see, people are going to try to call in tonight. 347-934-0966. People going to call in tonight, and they're going to say, yo, man, you tripping because you don't love your wife enough to say, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, you'll never give her away to another man. There ain't no enough money in the world to buy love or buy my woman for me. You're going to be on some bullshit like that tonight. And I know it's a whole bunch of people out here that's going to call the show that's going to be on that train of thought, on that mentality. You feel what I'm saying? And let me go ahead and put two in your goddamn dome right now. All right, you ain't making no sense. Because 10 years from now, when your kids' college paid for, your house paid for, y'all got them to take this money, invest it, started your own business, y'all take a trip around the world, if y'all do the right thing with the money, who is going to give a damn? You feel me? You feel me, caller?
Yeah, I got you.
10 years from now, you still going to be mad? People cheat all the time for less than that, for nothing. Hell. I mean,
okay, but way less.
My thing is, I hear a little shorty back there in the background.
Yeah, she's cutting up.
Tell the mama what's happening.
She cutting up.
Hey, man, your old lady ain't around, is it?
No.
Okay. I would be interested in what she said. Yeah.
She got to go with the flow, dog.
Everybody who won't do it. Right now, I just want people who won't do it to hit number one. You feel me?
You shouldn't have nobody call somebody they won't do it. They crazy.
Listen, this is a two-hour show. I mean, I'm not even past the first half hour. I guarantee you, before 10 p.m., before this show is out, somebody on this phone, somebody going to call 347-934-0966 and start that bullshit. And
kill
I will.
Kill themselves.
Somebody going to do it. I know it. I'm waiting. So I got people on the line right now, and they just listen, and they probably just like, sometimes people just leave streaming, they may be busy, whatever, they can't really talk right now. And I understand, cause I see all y'all. Some of y'all come up here with that flaw shit. And I'm waiting. I'm just patiently waiting. So, caller, my first caller for everybody that's looking at me live via Ustream, my first caller is basically like, yo, if he with it, she can go, and he going to be mad if she don't, because they need the money. Only if this situation doesn't make sense at all if y'all got money, y'all don't need the money. So, we're not even going to play that crazy game, all right? So, we got one on deck already. The homie said, yeah, he wanted to go, and she better go, right?
Right. Bottom line, go.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. And I totally agree 100% because in the movie, basically what happened is he starts feeling guilty about letting her go. She starts feeling guilty. They start fighting. They start questioning their love and their trust. And, you know, I mean, of course the movie was with white people. Because black people, blacks, us, black people, me, what they do those? Oh, for the millie. Niggas, listen, man, girl fuck niggas got them in the hood for 26s, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Dude's broke his motherfucking bitch club because she got a fat ass, okay? They cheat just because don't even look better than your old lady, nigga. You still tricking off with them. Because why? Because, I mean, that's just, so if you already, I know some of you. If I know for a fact you done already ever in your life cheated on anybody for less than that, and you crawl up here talking that shit, I'm murking your ass. Killing you. Telling you right fucking now. 347-934-0966. Everybody kind of scared tonight. You pretty brave, homie, because I know sometimes your lady might listen to this shit. But I mean, don't trip. This is K100. Keep it 100. A.K.A. 100. Keep it 10 Frank. Okay? Hey.
100.
One night, one weekend, $1 million. $1 million. $1 million. Everything paid for. House paid for, car paid for, kids going to college, everything. You done. If you know what you're doing. Unless you're an idiot and you run through it all and don't invest it right. All right, man. $1 million.
All right, bro.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, homeboy. Hey, hold the mama down. You did?
I got you.
Hey, you know, if you go on my Facebook page right now and look at my profile and click that link, you should be able to see me live. Matter of fact,
I'm on it now. I'm on it now. Check it out.
Can you see me?
Okay. So hold on. I can't see. I can't see.
Why not? What did it say? Oh, maybe you got to log in. Hey, this is for everybody listening. This is my first time doing the live broadcast through the web stream. I think you got to sign in. You feel what I'm saying? Like become a member or something. Yeah, I think you can see it. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, I figured out. I'm on it. All right.
So, I already got one caller. 347-934-0966. I got callers on the line. But nobody wants to hit the number one. Basically, if you're on my line, if this is your first time calling, you got to hit the number one on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to talk. I don't open up my line. I can, because sometimes people just want to listen, and they just, you know, supporting the show that way. So I don't like to go to people's line unless they want me to. All right? But I'm just saying, I don't have a problem at all with my girlfriend and my wife or whatever. Anything of the sort. I don't have a problem with her, you know, sleeping with or spending the weekend with another guy for the financial well-being of our family. Because I'm not going to question her love. See, in the movie, the guy, he starts questioning, you know, you must really can't love me because you was able to, you know, go out and... Look, man, it's not even about how much she loves you, whatever. It's about taking one for the team. That's simply what that is right there. You simply are taking one for the team. That's all you're doing. If you love your kids and you love your family and you're worried about it, and you know you got to have money, right? Why not? All you women that's slept with somebody for far less? I mean, really, for real? You won't do it for that? $1 million? The millie? Oh, you'll do it. You'll do it. I know you'll do it. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one. You feel me? Everybody's scared to talk. I had people who was more scared to say fuck the police on episode 50 fucking 6 last night. Nobody wants to admit that they will, in fact, sleep with another person while they married for $1 million? If they in financial... I'm giving y'all the out. See, the out tonight is y'all broke. That's the out. That's the excuse. That's what makes it. That's what makes everything about this particular show perfectly fine. It doesn't make you a hoe. It doesn't mean you don't love your wife. It doesn't mean you don't honor your vows. It doesn't mean that nothing ain't sacred to you or nothing. The out that you have for this particular show right here tonight is y'all need the y'all broke. Y'all need the money. Y'all living check to check. Just get secure your financial future. At the very least, you'll never have to worry about a roof over your kid's head. You feel me? At the very best, you'll never have to work again a day in your life for nobody else. That's the best case scenario, because $1 million ain't a lot, so you're going to have to make it stretch. You dig? But, I'm just saying. Nothing wrong with it, man. What? Now you want to, now people, now you, it's not about love. Just take love out of the equation. Just take love out of the equation. And are you going to, I wouldn't even, I'm not, if it was my wife, I'm not even finna ask her, man, yo, what did y'all do? What was it like? You know what I'm saying? I don't want no shit. When you get back, you're going to go to the doctor. We're going to lay low on our sexual activity for a minute. Because goddamn it, for $1 million, you know he ain't hitting that motherfucker with a rubber on. Whoa. Yeah, he raw dogging it. $1 million, he raw dogging it. He's not wearing a rubber. We're going to make sure that your ass birth controlled up so you can't get pregnant. So we ain't got to worry about having the baby by the guy. We're going to be on birth control. The shot, the pill, and we're going to goddamn do the motherfucking morning after pill when you get back on Monday. We're doing the morning after pill on Monday. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm trying to think of everything that you could possibly tell me to that's going to make you not do it. I'm trying to just nip all that shit in the bud because I can't really think of a real reason that you shouldn't do it if you really need the money. Because, I mean, basically, it's about your family. It has nothing to do with, it's about your marriage. You feel me? It's about the vows that you took or whatever. But you vowed, you know what I'm saying, to be down and do whatever you have to do for your family. You took a vow to provide for them, to provide for your kids. You know, just like you go to work every day, just like you work that second job and that overtime to pay them bills. It's like, yo, man. Take that one for the team. Take that one for the team. All right, we got somebody from 850. That's Shay. What's going on, Shay?
Hey, what's up? I had to wait till I stopped laughing so hard to press the number one.
Look. Everybody that's on the line, everybody that's listening to this show from the replay, everybody that's looking at me via Ustream, this is the female on the line, you feel me? You know, and everybody just within earshot, man. I want y'all to be rational. This is a rational question. This is not an emotional question. This is not a question that you ask yourself and you ponder, you know, you don't really just get all into the moralistic side. This is a rational business, financial, security, family question. So I don't want people to twist it, because in the movie they got it all twisted. In the movie they ended up just driving them apart because since I named it and I based it on the movie, okay. In the movie, he gets all emotional. He actually tries to go find them and break it up and all this other bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, for real? I don't want to know. I don't want to know where you're going. I don't just bring her back safe in one piece. We're going to get the test done. We're going to go to the doctor, make sure she ain't got no shit. Make sure she ain't going to get pregnant and all that. If she's straight, I'm straight. That's the only thing that can really happen. But, I mean, that shit can happen in any given shape or form. So, first, call her on the air. Would you do it? That's the first thing. Would you do it? Not would you let your mate do it. Would you do it? If somebody came up to you, they know you married, and they gave you this proposal, would you even consider doing it? That's the first part of the question.
Well, for me, I'm like Tina Turner. This is a what's love got to do with a situation. I'll be like, look, baby.
Right.
That's $1 million. You know what's up.
The feeling.
You can live real nice with that $1 million and take care of a whole lot of shit.
That's right. So you'll do it, right?
Yeah, I would do it.
If they came to you now, you got to take it to your man.
Well, of course, yeah. I run it through him first and, you know, say, hey, look, you know, we discuss it because, you know, if you're married, that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, I would not be opposed.
Okay, but.
And then afterwards, it's like, okay, we ain't talking about this ever again.
Right.
It's just going to be a case closed situation. I don't want to discuss it. I don't even want to think about it.
I'm not asking. Listen, I swear, man. And a lot of people. People probably listen to this shit and they think I'm lying, but I mean, I promise every, I swear on everything, I'll never bring it up again. I don't, man. It would be so, we would have so much money, we got so much money now, and we're going to be so busy with these businesses that we got, with all this shit we got to buy, and all these power moves we got to make with this motherfucking newfound money that has been brought into the household, that I ain't going to have time to think about what the fuck went on, how we, I ain't going to have time to think about this shit. I'm going to be worried about life now. I'm worried about right now, so. You said you would do it. If everybody watch it on you stream, you feel me? Female online. She said she would do it. If somebody came to her, if your man came to you and said the same thing to you, obviously you would be with it, right? You wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, you know, go ahead. Do your thing,
you
know.
Let's just be real. Guys cheat anyway a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not every guy would cheat.
You might as well get paid for it.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know you done tricked out before. For free, but nothing. So.
That's what I'm saying. People have done less, have done more for less money. So, I mean, it's like, really?
Less all the time. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, so, I just want to hear from the people who won't do it. I'm basically figuring I'm going to be going 10 for 10. If I have 10 people hit the phone tonight and I actually talk to 10 callers, I'm assuming that I'm going to go 10 for 10. Everybody, keep it. This www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. K-100. Stands for keeping 100. Keep it being frank. Don't lie. Don't say what's politically correct. Just say what you really know deep down you would do. And I bet you if everybody, unless you're already rich, keep it 100, I should go 10 for 10 tonight. Should
even
be close.
I wonder how many people are going to really keep it 100.
Say what?
I said, I wonder how many people are going to keep it 100.
Well, so far, I'm 2 for 2. I got a male that's already said, hell yeah, he'll do it, and he will let his wife do it, and vice versa with you. You're the female. You're the only second call. I got people on my lines. I got people on my lines right here. I'm looking at my screen. Got people on my lines, but nobody's really, you know, hitting the cue that they want to be, you know, they want their line open to actually
that's
answer.
That's the number one. I want to know.
Well, hey, I'm not going to force them. You feel me? But right now.
That's the number one. I want to know.
You know what? What I would like to do, I would like to get a couple that both agree the same way. Whether you agree the right way or whether you agree with me or against me, I would like, if you're sitting down right now, 347-934-0966. If you're sitting down right now with your significant other anywhere in the vicinity of you, put on speakerphone, put them on speakerphone. I want both of y'all to sit here on the phone and straight up tell me what you would or wouldn't do if y'all agree. Now, don't do it if y'all don't goddamn agree. If y'all sitting there together listening, and y'all cutting your eyes at each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, I wish you would. Yo, don't do it, homie. Pump your brakes. I ain't trying to break up on happy homes. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? The real talk, I'm not trying to break no happy homes up. But what I'm saying is, I would like to hear from a couple. 347-934-0966. If you're listening on the internet, call my show, man. Just briefly. Just don't, it'll take 2 minutes. I won't even keep you on the phone long. As soon as you hit the number one, you feel me? As soon as callers hit the number one tonight, I'm going to try and go to them because I want to go ahead and capture all the calls while I can. I don't want to miss anybody. You feel me? So 347-934-0966 is the number to call in to the show. We live for the next hour and a half, or actually an hour and 20 minutes. We're only 20 minutes into the show. Now, I know a lot of people normally call my show after the 9 o'clock hour because people are just getting home and I have an early show. You know what I'm saying? So after the 9 o'clock hour, when more and more people call in and fill the lines up, you know what I'm saying? My regular callers, they'll be hitting me up. I'm going to get their opinion. But if you got a significant other that's anywhere by you, or if your significant other is at work, I can dial them out. Give me the number. I'll dial them out for you. We'll put them on three-way. We'll put them live on there. We'll see what's popping. But so far, I got Shay on the line and my other homie on the line, and both of them said yes, they would do it. And they both said they would let their significant other do it. My homie said he's going to be pissed the hell off like I would be if she don't. What about you, Shay? Would you be mad if your husband be like, baby, I love you too much. I can't do it.
Yeah,
would you be
mad? I'll be like, what's love got to do with it? For real? I was like, you know, kiss, like you said, you know, chances are, you know, they might slip up and trick off anyway. So I'm like, you know, you better bring some money back after you get finished.
Right. Exactly. I mean, goddamn. I mean, you know what would be the worst, let me tell you the worst possible scenario. While I got you in the line still, 347-934-0966. While I got somebody brave enough to answer this question live on the air, of course, she's a single female. All my females, I'm looking at a couple of females on my line right now, and y'all asses got old men, so I guess that's probably why y'all, I don't recognize some of these numbers, so I don't really know who you are, but I see three people on my line, and they got husbands, so they not going to really, you know, they might not really want to say, no, okay, Shay is single, so people may feel like she can answer it more freely but I'm just saying, man, this is a real talk question. I mean, you should ask your. I think this will open up a great debate in your relationship, or it could turn into a nasty fight. Just saying, be careful. I'm not responsible. K100 in that radio. Let me go ahead and do a disclaimer. Pay attention. K100 in that radio is not going to be held liable for any marriages or relationships that break up due to this particular topic tonight. You feel me? Because you thought you knew what kind of person you was with, and you thought they would be down, and they wasn't. Hey, man. I'm just saying. Just keep it 100, though. But I want to get a couple on the line. Put it on speakerphone. And y'all tell me straight up. If he don't do it, goddammit, I'm going to kill his ass myself. I'm going to kill her ass myself. Because me and my goddamn, I'm going to mash my chick.
Yeah!
Really? Motherfucker, you weren't no virgin when I met you. I know you done mashed your nigga for a goddamn fry box. Damn it, stop playing.
So everybody done called up to the show. So how much, you know, it takes for them to go out and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And nobody said, nobody. You know what? Matter of fact, you are absolutely right.
You better.
You know what? I wish I had. I need to find out what episode. I got to go back and listen to my, No, we're on episode 57. Go back and listen to my archive. I forgot what episode number it is. But on one, we asked people on one of the episodes, you feel me, how much would it take? Nobody on that show. We had a whole bunch of callers, a lot of women, a lot of people I see on this line, I think probably had something to say that night. You feel me? None of them said $1 million. None of them. None of them said he got to have $1 million, right? None of them. So don't get on your high horse now. You feel me? Don't get on your high horse now, tonight. All right? Just keep it real. Shay says she's smashing for the million.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is definitely going to smash, or we get a divorce. I want a divorce because you really ain't a team player. You won't do what really takes.
You said a team player.
Why is that so crazy? What's wrong with that?
It ain't crazy.
She's not being a team player. She don't really love me. I feel like you don't damn love me if you don't do it. How about that? Anybody disagree? I feel like if my lady don't smash this, and then you know what's crazy? Let's just keep it. If you want to keep it in the context of the movie, the other dude in the movie was freaking Robert Redford, quote unquote heartthrob to the ladies. You feel me? He wasn't even a bad looking dude. You feel me? I mean, for real, you gonna have a problem fucking a guy that already looked. It's supposed to be quote unquote cute or whatever, and then on top of that, he gonna give you a milli, and you ain't gonna do it. What? You crazy? Are you insane? I'm mad. I want a divorce because you really don't love me. You ain't a team player. You won't do what's necessary. So you want me to go out here and you say a real man flip burgers at McDonald's for $5 for his kids. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It's okay for me to go flip some motherfucking burgers, bitch, but you can't go get your mash on for the Millie Keys, though. I want a divorce. You're not a team player. You're not going to do what it really takes.
That ain't too much of a sacrifice, really, if he looked good. If he ugly, I think that would be the issue.
Right. But even if he ugly, it's a Millie.
I know it. That's what I'm saying.
But
put a bag over his head. Go ahead.
I know, but in the movie, the dude.
Oh, I remember the movie.
Yeah, it's Robert Redford. He's a sex symbol to like ladies, to white ladies and shit. You know what I'm saying? So in the movie,
back then everybody was trying to smash Robert Redford.
Right. So it's like back. So basically, you know, it wasn't even like she had to even have that issue. It wasn't like he was 400 pounds and, you know what I'm saying, all greasy and spanking and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was like a rich, good looking dude. You feel me? And you know, and they pondered it. They had to think about it. because they tried to make the movie, see in the movie, they tried to go ahead. At the end of the movie, it had people thinking, if you remember, at the end of the movie, it had people thinking that you was a bad person if you let your woman go do that. They made it seem like Woody Harrelson in the movie, which was the husband, Demi Moore was the wife. They made it seem like in the movie, Woody Harrelson was a bad guy and Demi was a bad person for going off with Robert Redford for the
And
for
they
the
was broken, about to lose all their shit.
Yeah. But at the end, do you remember, everybody who's never seen the movie, just watch it. It makes you feel at the end, the way they twist it and the way they write it, it makes you feel at the end like, yo, you should feel bad if you let your wife do that shit. They really do. Check it out. It's that Blockbuster. Matter of fact, you ain't got to go Blockbuster. Look it up on, they probably got that shit on Netflix and shit. Like, it's so old, you can find that shit anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But I mean, they try to make it seem like that was a real ultimate sin, a bad thing.
To me, that's like, if talking about love, that's like the ultimate test of love. That's like, I love you so much, I'm willing to go do this for you. And
right.
I trust you so much, I'm willing to take that chance. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, right, exactly, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. What is that? Hold on. Okay, I just changed some notes around. Hey, Shay, did you, before I go, 347-934-0966, before I get ready to spin a song or even take another call if somebody is number one, did you go to the website and see that I'm broadcasting live via Ustream for the first time tonight?
I did, but I didn't get to log on yet. But I'm gonna check that out.
So if you do check it out, do me a favor, hit the number one again or whatever, and let me know what that's looking like. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to check it out like now while I'm on the line and stuff like that, and then I'll hit you back number one and let you know what's up with it.
Right. I think it's actually a. Okay. Oh crap. Sorry about sorry callers. I'm in the middle of working some new technology right here. Sorry. I had to pause for a second. And yeah. Okay. Alright, I'm back. Alright, so I'm gonna get ready to go into a song, you feel me? And hopefully after I come out of this song, you know what I'm saying, these people on the line will actually have some balls. You feel me? And actually hit the number one that's on my line. I got eight people on the line. 850-446-78-215. What the hell is 215? I think that's Philly. I think they called before, but maybe they just listening. And the 347, which is the New York number. Alright. All these people on the line. I see you. What's happening? How you doing? Appreciate you calling the show. I really do. I need for you to participate. You feel me? But the great thing about K100 Internet Radio, you dig, is the fact that we are a indie music station, too. So with that being said, I'm going to go square and spin me some music. Understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. Episode 57, Indecent Proposal. Would you let your wife, husband, go off and spend the weekend, a sex slave-filled weekend with some rich person for $1 million? We're assuming that the person, we're not going to say what they look like, but in the movie, you know, in the movie, guy was pretty attractive guy, so that's not an issue, but we ain't going to keep it at, we're going to keep it 100. They might not be in the real world, but it's only for a weekend, and y'all need the money.
You know, in the real world, he's going to be old, just a whole bunch of money.
Like I said,
I can't get none no other way. But hey, you know what?
I would for damn. I'm just trying to think of like the least attractive person that's famous that I could. I don't care if she look like Rosie O'Donnell, and I like Rosie O'Donnell make me show up in my mouth a little bit. You know what I'm saying? She's just like she gonna have to bring some kind of pills or something to make my shit get up for real. That's the only way she gonna be able to get it. But I go for the Millie. I'm taking one for the team, baby. I hate her. And you ain't got to worry about me. Man, man, listen. Y'all tripping. I'm going to get ready to play a song. Matter of fact, I'm playing my song. This is me, Blizzum. This is Love or Lust. You understand what I'm saying? I think it's aptly titled for this particular show. 347-934-0966. K100 Internet Radio. Y'all hit me up. Let me know. It's for the Millie. Would you let your significant other get they smash on? Would you let them take one for the team? Would you be mad if they didn't or if they did? Holler at me, let me know after the song go off.
Chainless, yeah, yeah. Blizzard, where you at? Let's go, baby, be a ride or die chick, come. When them late nights, driving all up on me, trying to slap me when we play fight. Girl, I love to take the little hot chance when you do that hot dance. Got my little soldier up on rock, man. Baby, this is a Mr. Freaky Dicky. Got that little nasty over look in my eyes. I know you see me. See, I got my girl thing going, but I love fashion, baby, and it's showing when I cut you in the morning. Now, we intertwine. Tell me, what's your state of mind? Are you more than just a dime? Can you understand my grind? Cause a real woman's hard to find, and I ain't trying to waste your time with another group you trying to take what's mine. That's it. We can talk about it later. Yeah. Once you start up on your stomach, get up on your knees, shorty, let me tell you. I know we both feeling geeked up off them good nuts, but there's more to it. It's a love of lust. I'm a busy man, you can't be complaining about you, don't come around no more. Cause if you're down under the show, you won't be all in another man grill everywhere that you go. And you know, claiming that you just flirting. Huh? Well, why the hell you gave that nigga your number? Come on now, who you think you jerking? Cause certain I'm a G, so I can see the fake shit. I need to know you got my back with all the problems I'm facing. Huh? And jealousy breeds envy, baby. So your girlfriends like to call you stupid and crazy. Creeping you with a rapper and a hustler. Just cause I see I'm getting to the money, trust in us. Let's fuck tonight. And shorty, you can throw it on me, bet I cup it right. I got the blueprints in my brain so we can live pressure. We done made it this far, baby, you the level up.
Yo, welcome back to the show, you dig? That was me, your host, Blizzum. That was my joint Love of Lust featuring my bro, EUS, you dig? You feel me? Produced by XL Beat. You understand what I'm saying? Want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Episode 57, you dig? Indecent proposal. Would you do it? What would you do if you got proposition for $1 million to sleep with someone else? It's not let me get one thing straight. That I want to get everybody to focus on. First of all, I don't want y'all to think that if you go back and you tell your significant other, or you know what I'm saying, if you go tell them that you about to go do it, you're not, it's not cheating. You feel me? I don't think this constitutes as cheating. Okay, you know, they know what you're going to do. You told them what you're going to do. You feel me? It's not like you hiding it. Because remember in the movie, we go out based on the format of the movie, right? I'm kind of taking it and putting it into a real life scenario. A, you need the money. All right? The only part of the show that will change for the purposes of the show, just to make it realistic, the person might not look like freaking Robert Redford. Okay? He might not look like Robert Redford, or she might not look like Beyonce. Okay? They might be ugly. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. But even still, it's not cheating because you told him. You brought it to him. Remember in the movie. He came and asked him straight up. Now, some of y'all might get mad and get offended and be ready to fight. I'm like, yo, what we talking about? What kind of numbers we talking about? I'm just saying, just me. I don't feel like I'm wrong. I feel like I had one other call already. I've had two callers already, a male and a female. Both of them said they would do it. And both of them actually said that they would be upset if their significant other wouldn't be with it, if they really needed the money. And I feel the same way. I feel like it's no different from, as a guy, when a woman says to you, oh, you can go, if you're a real man, you'll flip burgers, you'll do whatever you have to do to provide for your family. What's the difference? And you're getting a meal for one weekend. And now, like I said in the movie, everybody listening to the show, in the movie, they made it, because in the movie, remember, they twisted it around, and it made you feel bad. It made it seem like Woody Harrelson, oh, he just broke his vows. He was able to let this guy buy the love of his life. He should have loved her so much, that he just should have said, no, oh, I love you so much, baby, even though we about to be fucking broke and homeless. I shouldn't let you do it. That's how they made it turn out to be. That's how they tried to spin the movie. Of course, I think that's the most unrealistic bullshit I ever heard of in my damn life. 770, you on the line. Get at me.
What's happening, Blizzum?
What's happening, man? What's popping?
Nothing. It's your big homie. What's going on?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man. Appreciate you calling in to the show. You did?
Yeah, man. I'm saying get that paper.
Get that paper, right?
Get that paper. I got to have it.
So, now, let me ask you this. Now, you seen that movie, though. You know, it's old, but you were around about the age of, so you remember that movie. You saw it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, you remember how in the end, he started, like, feeling guilty and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, basically, they tried to say, is your love, your vows worth it? Was it worth it? Is it worth all the money in the world? You feel me? And it was basically, you know, he started feeling bad or whatever, and they shit fell apart because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that you thinking that's total bullshit. I'm assuming that you just gonna be like, for real, where they do that?
Yeah, where they do that at?
I'm just saying. Wouldn't you be mad? Listen, I had two other callers. They totally agree with me. You the third caller tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of people on my line, but they kind of scared to talk. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
I don't know if they got husbands and wives or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But I said I would really be mad at my wife because I feel like she ain't taking one for the team. On that note,
maybe
because I ain't married yet, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm being just a little bit.
When it all come down to it,
uh-huh.
And we about to be homeless, man,
right.
You got to get over that home, boy. Take
exactly.
One for the team.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't even about the, you know what I'm saying? Not because, like I said, I'm going by how the movie was, and in the movie, they needed the money. We ain't talking about if y'all already rich. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Of course you ain't going to do it if you ain't hurting for nothing, and you good, you financially secure, and you straight, you don't need it like that, that's cool. But see, everybody going to try to turn it into a moralistic question of how much do you really love your, could you actually pimp out your wife that you love like that for money? Can all the money in the world buy you like that? You feel what I'm saying? That's basically what they try to turn it into at the end of the movie. And I'm trying to tell people, if your house ain't paid for, your car ain't paid for, you ain't even got no 401k built up, and your kid, you ain't know how you'll put your kids through college, you just like the average American in the middle of a recession, and you say no because you want to put it on love, I'm just not feeling that. That's just unrealistic. I think you an idiot, and I would be mad with you if you buy me. I would be mad, y'all. I mean, you know what I'm saying? People probably be like, nigga, how you gonna get mad at your wife if she won't fuck another nigga? You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you right now. Man, listen, on everything I love, man, pay attention. Everybody listening, I promise you, any lady listening that ever thought I might be kind of cute, it might want to holler. If you ain't got that shit, understand this motherfucking shit right here. If you my motherfucking baby, you get with me. I can love the ground you walk on, baby. I can worship you, baby. Real talk. But if this man he's talking about the million and you ain't with it, boy, we is broke up. ASAP.
I
want a divorce. You're not a team player.
Hey, I get over that there, homeboy.
I wouldn't think about it no more. Ever again.
Yeah.
I'd be too busy running my business that we started with the million goddamn dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I ain't got time to think about that shit, man. That shit old.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get mad at your wife though if she didn't do it? Would you get mad or would you just be like, damn, fuck it? Would you get mad or not?
I'm gonna coerce her. We gotta talk about this again. Hold on.
Say, how you gonna just make kind of 770, you next, I'm finna come to you right now. Okay, you know what? Before I go, this is how I feel. And everybody listening, I want you to listen online. If I know you married man and everything, so I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, break on the happy homes, but I would love if your wife was around, you know, you could put on a speakerphone and get her opinion if you want to. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get a couple on the line tonight and actually get on the phone and that agree. You feel me? And be like, shit,
yeah.
His ass better do it and her ass better do it. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, man.
It ain't going to happen.
You think, all right, cause let me ask you this then. Do you think that your wife would be with it?
Man, you know what? I think anybody. Maybe, possibly, yeah. I think, man, when your lifeline is at stake, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Anybody suspect do anything to make it go down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To make your ends meet.
Right.
That's
right.
One reason. That's one reason. I won't never work a job where I gotta be in charge of somebody's money. Cause if the hardships of life come beating down, I can't say that I might not take something.
Hey. That's you, a smart man. Hey, kudos for you knowing you. You know what I'm saying? 1,000 for you knowing you. I don't need to work. I don't need to be a cop because I'm gonna be a dirty cop if I need to be. I'm goddamn. Hey, I'm transporting to work like that dude out there in Atlanta. They popped out there transporting all them keys all them years. Of course, you ain't gonna get pulled over. Searched, you know what I'm saying? $30,000 a year. You shoot that motherfucker shooting at me. Where to work at? I transport it from state. You ain't got to worry about no goddamn nothing. I ain't going to get pulled. I'm telling you, I'll be a dirty-ass cop. I'm telling you, you're right. I feel you. Because when it comes down to it, I ain't going to be hurting if I'm in a position not to. You know what I'm saying?
People say that, man. Oh, I wouldn't do it because I love and all this. I'm thinking that's what the love going to make you do it. Because
you love your
family. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I can't let my family go hungry out here. I got to do something to get this money.
One more time. The love, if you really love your family and love them and you want them to be comfortable and you want them to be straight, you don't love them. Like I said, some of my people are probably smirking and laughing like, listen, you tripping because I'm going to get mad at my old lady, man, if she don't. I'm telling you, boy, I might divorce her because at that point right there, I don't really know you like that no more. I thought I knew you. I thought you was down 110 toes down with me forever for whatever. I got a problem with this shit. So this could solve all our financial problems right here in one weekend. I'm not going to treat you no different. I ain't going to look at you no different or whatever. I'm going to respect your. I'm going to respect the gangster in you for being able to pull through it. I know you
That's real
motherfucking super. You feel
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? I know you'll do what the fuck is necessary for us. I'm going to be
That's
mad
right.
if you do it.
For sure. All
right, man. I appreciate you calling in, bro. You know what I'm saying? You kept it 100. Kept it wanting. And like you said, like my caller just said right here, if you really love them, damn it, you will do it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's going to show the love right then when you do it.
We got to eat.
Got to eat, babe. All right, man. I'm going to the next caller. Appreciate you, homeboy.
All right, boy. One.
All right. Another 770. Get at me.
Hello.
What's going on, caller?
I agree with you and your last caller, you know, because some people might look at it as moralistically, but moralistically, you take your vows for better or for worse, for good or for bad.
Right, exactly.
And you have to do what you have to do to make your to allow your family to survive. And as long as you and your mate have that understanding, like you said, you're not going to look at her no different, then why wouldn't she do it?
Exactly.
I mean, the way I look at it is like niggas be down to go to the swing club and they ain't even getting paid.
Right.
So why not? Why not
right.
do it for the money?
But you remember, let me ask you this. You saw the movie. I'm pretty sure you saw the movie, right? You remember the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
You remember how it was like how they tried to. Okay, let me tell y'all. See, what's interesting about the movie is, I don't know how old you are, but I recall, I was fairly young when that movie came out, because it came out a while ago. I was fairly young. But I remember people, and I remember the media and stuff like that back then, they questioned it. And everybody back then was like, you was a bad guy. You was a bad person if you did what they did, if you went through with it. Because they tried to make it seem like your love should conquer that. You feel me? The love that you have for your vows and everything, you should be able to make it. Nothing is more sacred than that. That's basically how they played on the screen. And if you remember the conversation back then, I don't know if you remember. Now, of course, we talking about white people. When you talk about black people, I remember all the black people like, shit, hell you talking about?
But it don't matter, white or black. You know what I mean? This didn't happen. When I saw it, I was the older person. You know what I mean? But I didn't see it as a white or black thing. I saw it as we broke. You know what I mean? We got to eat. Yeah, right. I'll do it. I mean, you know, and honestly, I like the movie because backgammon is my game. I mean, not backgammon, but the little game that they were playing. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you go to Vegas at those tables, don't nobody sit down but millionaires, people that got money, because some of those tables start at $10,000. You know what I mean? So for him to come at her like that, you know what I mean? Honestly, they put themselves in that situation when she sat down at the table, whether he wanted to take her to another level or not, but $1 million, hell, we straight. Whatever
exactly.
problems we had, it's done. It's severed.
Right.
We're moving on to the next level. I'm going to go do what I got to do, and I'm going to come back, and we going to, you know, it's up again. This dude, I might not never see him again.
You never going to see him again. I don't want to ever, listen, everybody pay attention real quick. I don't ever want to see that person again. I ain't never, listen, man, I don't got to ever talk that. We ain't got to ever bring it up. I swear, man, I would never, ever, ever hold that shit over your head, ever in life.
I mean, you know, it's business.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I'm going to be mad as fuck at my goddamn wife, man, if we need that motherfucking money. If we ain't already rich, I'm telling you, I might get a divorce by some shit like that. And people going to be like, man, that's the craziest shit ever. How you going to divorce your wife because she wouldn't fuck nobody else? You feel me? But I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it like my wife won't do whatever it takes for us to succeed. It's not like I'm asking her to go out here and be a trick hole for goddamn and suck dick for $10 a pop. I'm bullshitting right there. But for $1 million for one weekend, you better go get that fucking shit. I'm gonna have an issue.
I look at it like this. Some people go out there and do it for car notes and house notes. You know what I mean?
Right.
What's the difference?
It ain't no difference. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to see. I say if I get 10 calls on the line tonight, I'm already at 4, and I'm basically 4-4. I'm waiting for 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I got a lot of people on my lines. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not actually opening up like they want to talk. You know what I'm saying? They're not hitting the number one. But if you're on my line, hit the number one. You feel me? Because I'm waiting for the person to tell me I'm wrong, to say they won't do it, to try and give me some moralistic ground. The only thing I will tell you is, for the purposes of this show, we are going with the assumption that y'all are not rich. I ain't saying y'all ain't got to be about to get put out your house, but y'all basically living from check to check. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know if anybody could give you any moralistic grounds, because, I mean, if they're going to go off the basis of religion, they got to understand that that's man-made. Now, man might judge you for doing it, but I don't think God will.
Well, I don't know. I think you got that in reverse. I think man won't judge you, but God will actually say that you are committing adultery. I think God, if anything, if you're going by religion or whatever, God would be the one that would be angry with that decision more so than man.
Well, wait a minute now. For better, if you're living up to your vows, for better or for worse, I mean, is it committing adultery when your mate knows? That would be the next question.
Right. Well, I said, you commit adultery. I said you wasn't cheating. Cheating is when the person don't know.
But Blizzum, check this out. If your mate knows and y'all agree and the word of God says that the wedding bed is undefiled, is that committing adultery? Now answer that question.
I don't know. I think that you are committing the act of adultery because you fucking somebody else that outside while you married somebody else, and you're just doing it for whatever reasons. I think that you are committing adultery, but I don't want to say that it's cheating because cheating is when they don't know.
But if I'm living up to my vows for better or for worse, for good or for bad, you know what I mean? And me and my mate or my companion that I'm married to, we in total agreement about what's going down, then how can somebody moralistically say that that's wrong?
Well, I don't say that. I'm telling you, you preach to the choir. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm not saying that it's cheating. Now, I ask a couple of, if anybody's on the line that's already hitting number one, you want to keep continuing the conversation, hitting number one again, because I'm saying that it's not cheating because they know, but I do think that by definition of adultery, and if you're going by the Bible, you are in fact still committing adultery. I can't say that I agree with you on that particular point. I think you still commit adultery. I just think that it's not cheating because the mate does know. That's all I'm saying. You feel what I mean? But I do think you commit adultery. But if you're on the line and you try to look at it from a religious standpoint of view or whatever, remember, no sin is greater than any other sin. So whether you have committed adultery or you just goddamn lied to your goddamn neighbor about some shit, you feel what I'm saying? No sin is greater than other. You can go to hell for whatever sin. So, if you lied about something yesterday, don't tell me that you don't want to burn in hell committing adultery is your fucking rationale for not getting a million, for getting your fuck on for one weekend. Okay? Yep, I'm waiting for you. It's not adding up. Pump your motherfucking brakes. Time out. By the way, everybody that's listening to the show, and everybody that's on Facebook and has my Facebook page, and you, my friend, on Facebook, I want you to go to my Facebook profile and click the live Ustream feed and let me know, because for the first time, I'm actually broadcasting live via Ustream, so you can actually see me while I'm broadcasting. Now, when I'm talking, you can only hear me talking, and you can't hear the response, but after the show or whatever, I'm going to try and sync it back up and upload this file, the actual audio, back into that so you can actually hear it. But for right now, you actually can watch me stream live and watch me broadcast live on my Facebook page. Caller, I thank you for calling in. And so far, you're number four. Let's see, one, two. Yeah, you're number four, and I'm four for four. All y'all said y'all going to get the mash on. Oh, I forgot to ask you. Will you get mad at your mate if he don't do it? And I'm going to the next caller.
I think I would.
You think you'll get mad, won't you?
If he didn't do it, yeah, and we need the money. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm like you. I'm not going to look at him no other kind of way.
Yeah. That is a divorceable offense. You might as well have cheated on me. I'm going to be just as mad if I just caught you in the bed with another motherfucking man. I'm going to be hot.
I don't know if I would take it to the limit of a divorceable situation, but I think I would be very upset about it. You know what I mean? We would definitely have some problems afterwards, and we still broke.
The next time that we can't pay a bill and you even think about opening your motherfucking mouth about some money to me, nigga, that's when it's going down. I'm telling you, if you trip about that shit and you don't do it, or you trip on me and don't want me to do it, and we can't go through with it for whatever reasons, you just can't allow me to do it, or you can't do it yourself, you better not ever, and I mean fucking, nigga, when I say ever, 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 forever, ever, nigga, ever open your motherfucking mouth about what bill needs to be paid. We got money pop. Nigga, as soon as you do it, nigga, I'm a motherfucking, I'm gonna rock your ass. I might goddamn turn into a violent man. Because you just might make me snap, nigga. Because we could have just not had these problems if you just goddamn just went and just handled your motherfucking business, or let me handle my business. That's all I got to say about that. Call, I appreciate you calling in. I know it's your first time calling, so one time for you calling in for the first time. I thank you for supporting the show. You did. All right. So I'm going down the line. I got Keith first and then LL. Don't go nowhere. 347-934-0966, episode 57. Good movie, but great question. Indecent Proposal. Would you sleep with someone else while you married? for $1 million for one weekend. I know y'all seen the movie. Everybody on my line, close to 30 above. It's a couple numbers I don't know, so I don't know how old you are. But hit the number one if you feel froggy. Got 15 people on the line. So only a few of y'all got the cojones, to holler at me. By the way, if you are on my Facebook page, make sure you go to my Facebook page, go to my profile, click on the live, click on the link that I put up to see me live via Ustream, and watch me broadcast live from the show. All right? And let me know how it looks, because it looks pretty good on my screen, but I don't know. I'm just my first time trying it, so, you know, I got to get the hang of this shit. All right, we're going to Key, then we're going to LL. Key, you on the line, babe. What's going on?
Nothing much.
What's poppin'? Oh, hold on a second. You breaking up. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. You was breaking up pretty bad. So what's going on? Okay. Now, you number five. I got a whole 45 minutes. I got 45 minutes left to get five more people to see things my way. Right now, I'm 4 for 4. 2 males, 2 females. I said if I get 10 people on the line, 10 people are going to agree with me. How do you feel?
I mean, I would do it.
You'll do it, right?
Week.
I ain't doing it for a fucking month. Are we going to keep it? Listen. I know. I do it for a year. You know what I'm saying? $1 million for 1 year. I'd be able to.
Hold on.
How much money do you make a year? No answer to that question. Is it under 6 figures?
Yeah.
All right, then. All right. So
but I'm saying, if for a year somebody had your purse for a year, they're going to be probably in love with each other and everything. You send me with a millionaire for a year, oh, that nigga going to love me. Trust that. I ain't coming back.
That's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey.
That's that bullshit.
You asking for it. You asking for it.
All right, but we're going to keep it. All right, let's keep it back on the subject of the show.
Yeah, for real.
On the subject of the show. All right, let's be realistic.
And yes, it is adultery, because when you take your vows, you take it for the two of you. You don't take it for me, you, and whoever else we want to bring into this thing. Because you didn't marry that outside person, so it is adultery.
Yes, I said it's adultery, but do you agree that it's not cheating because they know?
Well, I'm not. Nah, they ain't cheating if they know about it.
Right.
If y'all agree to it, I'm going to say if you agree to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Nah, technically it can't be cheating.
So we are, I'm, man, 347-934-0966. Everybody that's on my line, look, I don't want you to say your name. I don't want you to say nothing. Just say, yeah, I do it. No, I do it. Whatever.
You always saying my name. Why you always tell my name? Because you know we don't care.
Basically, y'all, everybody know y'all names. If they listen to this show, they already should know.
They know our voices.
Basically. So y'all can't really hide. But, okay, so you said you would do it. Now answer my other question that I said. Would you allow your man to do it?
Man, yeah, bye. Go ahead.
All right.
Like I
now,
said, half on cheat and they don't get nothing for it. So, man, stop playing.
All right, so now would you get mad at him if he says, I can't do it, I don't want to do it?
I mean,
and y'all need the money. Whoa. See,
y'all need the money.
Y'all barely making it check. I mean, y'all like one paycheck.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, look, nigga. Yeah, I might be a little upset with him about that.
You think you'd be mad?
Yeah, especially if we need the money, I'd be a little upset.
In the movie, they needed the damn money. They was about to lose their
house. Yeah, they did. They was in bad shape.
Yeah, in the movie, they needed the money. This was not, I do not condone this act if you already got money. If we already got money, this shit ain't about the money. You feel what I'm saying? If we already good, now it's straight up fucking cheating. Now y'all might as well be like Will and Jada. They just want to swing. They just want to do their motherfucking thing because they so motherfucking rich and sexy. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They just got, it's like, why? They, you know what? What time for Will and Jada for being swingers? And I'm going to get right back to what I'm talking about.
Oh, there you go, baby.
No. Let me tell you why. Because this is K100 Radio. You feel me? That's the most realistic shit that you could ever goddamn think of. Because they realistically know that goddamn, this is fucking Will Smith. This guy, This guy can't even go to the gas station without turning down pussy. I understand that after a while, it can get thrown at you and you'll get tired. But Will ain't number 30-something years old. I'm assuming that Will is barely older than me. He's probably in his late 30s right now, going close to 40. He in his late 30s. He's older than me. But so he in his late 30s. But this guy's a fucking sex symbol, an icon. In prime condition, women want to fuck him everywhere he go. Jada is just beating these hoes to the punch. Jada is making sure that her marriage lasts longer than goddamn 10, 15, 20 years. She in this shit for the long haul. She know. And big up to Jada. And he know. Because he know that since she is Jada, the only way I can get away with this shit is go ahead and let her get her smash on too. But just so we goddamn go ahead and make this shit ass, and we ain't got to worry about no nasty.
But you already said that, okay, would you let your wife, like we already talked about this on another episode, like would you just be okay with swinging and your wife also mashing somebody else? Really?
Hey, first of all.
We're not
comparing apples and oranges. But Amelia, I'm mashing you.
No, I'm talking about on a regular. But they doing it on a regular basis now. For the one time, I mean, I wasn't mad about that.
Cause he rich. They so rich that they living in a stratosphere. They up here in the upper stratosphere, and we still on Earth. You can't.
Yeah. Relate. You wouldn't even compare. Yeah, really.
Their life is literally on some other shit. I understand totally why they do it. That might be the reason.
I understand why they do it, but it's people out here that don't have half of what they have, a third of what they have, and want to do it.
But you know why?
That's their motivation. Because people like new stuff. Here we go.
Yeah,
that
because,
bullshit.
Whoa. You making me get off subject, but right, while I'm at it, damn it, LL, damn it, what you had to go back somewhere? You was busy, LL just hung up. I was finna come to you in a minute. Anyway, what I'm saying is, when regular people that do it, those are two people that know and are honest with themselves when they swing that they want to get outside. They don't want to fuck the same person for the rest of their life. They love you. They want to stay committed to you. They want to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get along as far as cohabitating in the household. They trust each other. They know you got each other's back. We good. We friends. We get along and all that. But they don't want to fuck the same fucking piece of dick for fucking 30 years. They don't want to get the same fucking piece of pussy for 30 motherfucking years. So what they do to spice it up, so they don't have to go out here and creep and cheat and do all this other motherfucking shit, because they both realistically know they want some outside different dick and some different pussy sometime, they go ahead and say, fuck it, you know what? Let's go out there and enjoy this shit together. We're still going home tonight. Therefore, we can keep an eye on each other, make sure nobody's catching feelings, falling in love, taking it too far. But we can still basically cringe our lust for just wanting to fuck different people. Some people just can't be monogamous. They just don't want to fuck the same person for 30 years. They love the hell out you. You get along. You my wife. You my provider. You're at home. Everything is great. Everything is gravy. But at the end of the day, people that swing, I think, and I'm going to do a whole show on swinging, but I think that people that swing, they are some of the most realistic people, because they realistically are like, yo, I know I ain't going to fuck the same person for like ever. Forever and ever. You know what I'm saying? I might get the urge to just step outside. So why risk all the divorce and the fights and the secrecy and all that? Why do all that? You feel me? Why do all that? Why do all that when you know you can just go ahead and y'all both like this shit? When y'all can go ahead and get it in, why y'all, you know, just go ahead and get it in, you know, right now, right then. You feel me? I mean, come on, man. Come on. Come on. For real? That's all I'm saying. But, like I said, so before I go, she got dumped off the call. Call back, Key. I'll open up your line. I'll open your line back up. She got dumped off the call. LL, call back. Call back. As soon as you call back, LL, I'll plug you right in, babe. You'll be right back. You feel me? But I'm just, listen, everybody, 347-934-0966. Everybody that's on my line that's listening, you feel me? Everybody that's listening to me out here, everybody's watching this you stream, everybody's listening to Key's back on the line. All right, Key, I got you back on the line.
Oh, and I couldn't find you on the you stream thing. I tried to pull it up, but I couldn't find it.
What did it say? Did you go to my page and see that HTTP watch my show where I posted that link up?
Yeah, I clicked right on the link, but it didn't tell me anything.
What did it do?
It took me to like a sign-in page, and I signed in, but it still I couldn't find. What did you put K100 as the name of the show?
It's up on the Blizzom.
It's on the Blizzom. Okay, I'm gonna have to do another search then for the show.
All right, LL, I'm finna get ready to come to you right now, baby. Okay, Key, stay on the line real quick. See if you can do another look for me on Ustream. I'm trying to figure out this
on
new
the
technology. Blizzom. Yeah, look up on the Blizzom, and I'll probably do another one up on the K100. I was just playing with it because somebody just introduced me. They was like, yo, you can do a live broadcast. So sometimes when I have in-house guests in the show, I was just trying the technology for the first time. So
okay.
Go back and try it again, all right?
I thought I'd let you know.
All right, hit me back. All right. LL, you on the line, L.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm on the Ustream, too, and I've got you pulled up, but your screen is black.
So it's not... Hold on, let me see if I stop recording. Okay. Well, still broadcasting. Oh, shit. What the hell that? Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to cut that off.
I'm
on
the recording. Let me stop recording. Hey. All right. Here we go. Welcome to the show, man. I'm going to get it. This is the time I'm going to get it. You need to understand. Show me keep it down, hasn't it? Remember to call into the show 347-934-0966.
Let me turn that down. My bad, LL. I probably shouldn't stop that shit right now.
That's right. Okay. Technical difficulties. We're trying to expand here. We're trying to expand.
Yes. Yeah, so sorry, y'all. I'm trying to give y'all the visual on the show. You feel me? And I don't know what I just did, but for some reason it started playing everything out. Actually, it was recording while I was on Ustream, and it started recording while I was on Ustream. And
it says you're off air now. Oh, it says you're back on air.
Wow.
Your screen's still black. I don't know. Maybe it's something on my end, though. I'll keep playing with it. Wait, something's coming up.
Okay. You see it?
Yeah, something's coming up. Your content will start in 31 seconds. Okay, it's an advertisement, of course, because this is free and everybody has to get paid some kind of way. But
right.
If it's an advertisement, then I'm sure you'll pop up on this. Screen. And there you go. Look at you all over the airwaves.
Right.
On the internet, you can see you on live. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we're going to get it together.
I still don't know how to stop what the fuck is playing right now.
That's okay. Technical difficulties. We'll get it together. We'll get it together.
Right, right. Okay. I don't know what the hell I just did, y'all. Sorry about that. But anyway, I had to turn my damn shit down. Can't hear my damn can't hear. Anyway, okay, let's go ahead and I'm expanding right here, y'all. So y'all are witnessing live. Y'all are witnessing live my broadcast, okay? My first time broadcasting via Ustream. All right. So anyway, LL, back to the question.
I didn't want to answer that question.
You didn't want to answer the question? I'm six for six tonight. Everybody that's been on the show tonight has basically said, yeah, why not? Come on, just hey, K100, you feel me?
Yeah, why not? But at the same time, you know there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
What do you mean? See, what do you mean?
I mean... Yeah, okay, yeah, why not? You need it, right? You need it right then. But I don't want to use the same terminology that I use, but we're all human. And then, like, when something goes wrong or, you know, people get insecure and it's like, I mean, it's the same thing when, you know, you invite other people into your relationships and stuff. You know, you can't really, you need it for the moment. It sounds like a good idea, but... Is it really, really worth the emotional that is going to take you through later?
Oh, my God. What emotional what? The emotional shit is going to be, nigga, when the next time the motherfucking light bill due and our ass can't pay it, and you come slick out your goddamn mouth when we could have had $1 million. That's going to be
Well, then do it. Well, then do it. But, you know, money does not last forever. I don't care. Unless you are making enough to live off comfortably forever. And, okay, if you're going to do it, then lump sum money always comes and goes just as quickly as you get it. And it's going to come around another time, maybe not in 5 years, maybe not in 10 years. But, okay, y'all work it out. And then you go back to her and say, look, I need you to do this trick one more time. And she's like, I'm really not comfortable with it doing it again. You know what I'm saying? And then what happens? I mean, what happens the next time? What happens the next time you find yourself in a bind? Why is my screen black? Three viewers and I'm not seeing nothing. I'm like getting upset right now. But okay, so what happens the next time it comes around? Does it become common practice? Is that the answer? Does that become the way out? Or do you become comfortable with what you have and learn to live by your means instead of outliving outside of your means, which is probably what got you in the situation where you needed the money in the first place?
L.
I'm sorry.
Baby.
I'm sorry.
You have taken a simple proposition and you know what? You're the people that they fucked up with the movie. And fucking made me, it fucking made them start feeling bad. You're the person, that's you. You're the person.
That's me.
Yes. You're the one who they tapped at the end of the movie, of the original movie, when they try to make it, flip it around, and try to turn it into some old emotional shit, and try to,
yeah,
listen.
That's me.
Hell.
Maybe it's really just because I'm lonely.
Let me. Okay, before I know everybody listening on my line, everybody that's on the line, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm shooting for 10 for 10. So basically, before we go any further, real talk, K100 Radio. If somebody offered you $1 million and you was married and you brought it to your husband and he was cool, would you do it for the million?
If somebody offered us $1 million and I was married and I took the proposition to my husband and he said, do it.
Right.
That's my husband. I'm supposed to go to him.
Oh, God. Why are you taking so long to answer this fucking question?
To make decisions to better our household. Okay. Well, he's the head of the household. And, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and drop him. But... okay, I have to do it.
What if your husband comes to you?
What if he comes to me? He's my husband, I have to do it. He's at a household. He's got to make those decisions, right? I put him in that position.
No,
those decisions.
What if your husband comes to you with the proposition and says he wants to do it, would you do it?
He wants me to do it. Yeah, I got to.
No, he wants to do it.
He wants to do it.
He got him a sugar mama. He want to do it. What would you say?
He got a sugar mama.
The Millie! This fucking old rich bitch wants to give your husband $1 million to fuck him for the whole weekend.
Okay.
You don't sound happy about it, though. I ain't saying you should be like...
I'm not going to be happy about it, because who's going to say that she's not going to turn into some crazy psycho stalker person who is just going to do, you know... I know. I told you I didn't want to answer the question. I just wanted to know why my Ustream wasn't working.
Everybody listening, everybody that's watching on Ustream right now, is it screen still
black? Not me, of course.
What happened? I don't know. Try it again.
I am.
But everybody that's watching via Ustream and you can't hear what Elle is saying. Elle is on some other shit. Okay, first of all, I'm 7 for 7 because she did say she would do it. But she's giving all this extra hoopla and she's twisting it all up like they did with the movie and trying to play on your my emotional cords as if I have any. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't have any. You don't have any emotionals. You don't have, your emotionals have been deleted.
Wait, that's not true. Everybody listening, she just said I'm not emotional. I don't have any feelings. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
But listen, but she's playing on the emotional cords of all my listeners, you feel me, and everybody that's watching the show and listening to the show live. She is trying to say that, she'll do it if the man wants to, if the husband says so, I wish pull the trigger, but you did go ahead and tell her, truth and keep whining and said you'll do it, so I'm just going to cock it back in the corner at you and scare you a little bit, but listen though, Elle, for real, real talk, this situation is so far beyond what you just put out there. And that's how they fucked it up on the movie. That's how they twisted it around in the movie and made people feel, oh my God, you know, you might be a bad person if you are in a financial bind and this one person wants to give you $1 million to fuck. And by the way, like I said in the movie, the guy was fucking Robert Redford. So we're just going to say somebody's asking you to fuck Shamar Moore or some shit or some whatever the fuck model, black model who's hot. Because Robert Redford was a good-looking guy. He was like the shit when the movie was made. He wasn't even a 400-pound, fat, fucking, out-of-shape motherfucker. You feel me? They didn't even try him like that. They made it be good-looking, a decent-looking person for $1 million for one weekend. And you're trying to make me, and y'all are basically living from check to check. You don't own your house. You don't own your car. Your kids' college ain't even paid for it. You don't know how you're going to pay for it. And you're going to sit here and tell me on this phone that you're going to actually really think about and have some kind of emotional thing going on in your brain, the milli, for one weekend. You're not going to do that, L. After that weekend,
okay,
you're never going to think about that person again.
Well,
I'm
listen,
not going
to
think about her.
Wait. Let me say something. I need for you to do me a favor.
Okay.
Find me somebody who's got that proposition. I'm going to go get me a significant other and then bring it to me. And we're going to handle business.
You're going to do what you're going to do, the damn thing, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
I know you are. And everybody else that listens to the show is. Everybody that's on my line, everybody, y'all can't see me, but I'm on Ustream. I'm looking at three things. The camera, which is there. The first screen that I'm running the show with. And the other screen I'm running Ustream and Facebook with at the same time. So I'm fucking doing four things for everybody who don't know. I would normally do three things, but now that I got the camera, I got to focus on that camera and try and interact with you people and look you in the eye via Ustream. Listen, everybody, pay attention. What I'm trying to say is, I know that the average person is going to say yes. They're going to do it. You feel me? I got 7 callers. Hopefully, I got 23 minutes left remaining on my show. So says my clock. 23 minutes left. Hopefully, I get three more brave souls to hit the number 1-347-934-0966. That's the number to call in. If you're already on my line, please hit the number 1 on your keypad just to give me a yay or a nay. I'm shooting for 10 for 10. You're number 7, all right? I had 5 women and 2 guys, and if so far, y'all all have said y'all will actually go through with it and do it. That's cool. I understand that because I know, since the name of the show is K100, if you keep it 100, you're going to do it because in the back of your mind, as women, since y'all kind of all think that we're all dogs anyway, you're going to be on some, well, niggas cheat for free anyway, so I might as well get the milli out of it. You feel me?
So you might do it, but you might not want to.
You might not want to, but
okay.
I want to. If somebody comes,
you want to, and you want a tip. You want a 20% tip.
I'm going to try, after she's cut the first 500,000, because we're going to have that first 500,000 in the bank on Friday before I pull off in the plane, well, before I get in the limo. You feel me? Before I get in the limo with her on Friday, we're going to need that first half a milli right there, secured. And then when we get back, you feel what I'm saying? Before you can get out of my eyesight, you're going to have a computer set up right there for the other 500, or I might punch you in your damn, I might beat you up. Bitch, I might beat you up when you're playing with, if that's 500,000, I will beat a bitch up over $500,000. You know what I'm saying? So before I leave, got your presents, we're going to have this wire transfer sitting right here. So if you don't transfer that last 500, I'm going to punch you in your mouth and beat your ass until you give me the other 500. Then I'll fight a motherfucking bitch about $500,000. Yeah, I won't beat you because you came home from the club at 5, but I'll beat your ass about $500,000, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus.
That you told me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I got you.
So we gonna know. We got. Hey, on top of that, I might try to go ahead and tell you to go. I'm saying, you know. Won't you let me go ahead and get that little? Let me go ahead and get that. I seen that Phantom was hot. Let me get that Phantom. Let me go and ride with you. You understand what I'm saying? I might try to squeeze you for an extra whip. I might squeeze you for your Caesar's Palace pass. Something extra on top of the milli. You know. But what I will not do, America. www.domainworld, everybody watching via Ustream, I will not turn it down under any circumstance whatsoever. I can't think of a scenario in my brain that's going to make me stop. And I am going to get mad at you, wifey, if you turn it down. That's a divorce. I need to reevaluate our situation and my love that you have for me and our family. Don't think you really love me. You can't really love me and know we riding this motherfucker doing bad. And you can't go off with a motherfucker that looked like goddamn Shamar Moore for a weekend and fuck his brains out for the millie. And not have nothing else to do with it again. What you gonna do, fall in love? Well, you can fall your motherfucking ass in love and stay with him if you want to, but I'm still gonna be $500,000 to the good, because motherfucker, I'm getting half. Yeah. So I don't give a shit. Look, but hopefully we don't have to go through that. Hopefully you can keep it in your brain and understand that I love you, and this is just some shit to make sure we straight and secure our financial future. We can start our business. We can pay for our home, pay for our kids' college. We straight. We ain't never got to see that motherfucker ever in life again. Until next year when he come back and say, this time I give you five. I'm just saying.
Disconnect me right now.
If he come back next year and he's like, yo, psh, I would have given a five, nigga. I had a five. Well, you know what it is, baby. I'm saying, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, all right. I'm wrong now. Now I'm wrong. Now I'm taking it too far. I'm taking it too far. I'm taking it too far. All right.
Don't nobody agree because you're going to get shot. You'll never right. take it too far.
Yeah. Oh, my son came to the studio real quick. I have to make sure they leave. They can't listen to me while I'm broadcasting. Grown up talk. But no, for real. That's really how I feel. You understand what I'm saying? And I think I would literally be upset with my significant other if they said no. I would be mad because you got to give me a real reason why you saying no, baby. I mean a real reason. Why you saying no? And it's got to be more than just because I don't know. You got to have a good reason because if you can't let's make one thing clear. I don't even have to go this if for my family for the $1 million. This ain't even got to be about sex. A motherfucker come to me and say, I want to put you in the motherfucking prisoner of war camp for the weekend. We not going to kill you, but we going to treat you how they treat real live prisoners of war. Beat you, torture you for a whole motherfucking weekend for the milli. For my family, if I don't got like that and we barely making it from check to check and I really don't have a real secure way of really seeing that I can secure my family's financial future on some real shit, I will go to a prisoner of war camp for $1 million for my family. What the fuck make you get no pussy for $1 million? Whether it be some old wrinkled fat pussy, I don't care. I'm just saying. It's all about taking one for the team. It's all about the sacrifice you would do. Because we in dire straits. In the movie, they was financially fucked up. They needed it. But they try to turn it around into some moralistic he pimping her shit. And you just trying to do it on my show. You, LL. You.
Hey.
You try to do it on
Stop
my show.
It. Stop
but,
it.
But I see what you're saying. And I see the moralistic side of this whole talk. I you know what I'm saying? I see the people who might be thinking I'm tripping point. I see the people who declined the invitation to talk to this show today. Had a lot of people decline to talk about this. A lot of married people. I understand you can't openly talk to your wife and openly admit to your wife that yeah, it's the price on our love. Even though what I'm trying to get you to understand is I can still love you. I can still love you and it go down. To me, it just doesn't change how much I love you. That's all I'm saying. I still can love the hell out you and worship the ground you walk on and was sparking nigga for any reason whatsoever if they get wrong with you the next weekend. The next weekend after you came back from going out fucking for $1 million, the next weekend if we out and about and a nigga got them come up and got them try you or anything like that, I'm ready to die. About that. Like you ain't just go do that last weekend. Because I know for a fact that you took that for the team. Because you care about us. That's all I'm saying. That's just how I would see it.
Okay.
All right, LL?
I got you.
That's all I'm saying. So I'm still 7 for 7. Because basically, you said you would do it, right?
Listen, but I got a question, though. Isn't somebody tying her? If they're not tying her just because they're offering you $1 million?
No.
The money makes it different?
Yeah, money makes it all right.
The money making all
okay.
right.
Okay. All right, I got you.
The 1 million, that changes everything. If you came up to me all and said, right. nigga, I want to get your wife pussy for 100, nigga, I'm going to smack you in your fucking mouth. 100?
Okay.
1,000?
You ain't got no more money than that? That's what you're going to have to do? Okay, I got you.
And I tell you what, I started to keep this shit gangster and make it really on some real life shit and make the amount $100,000 instead of $1 million. Because right
okay.
now, I'm betting that most of the people who said yeah for the million probably would say the same thing for the $100,000 right now. I'd like to open up my lines, would you please? Everybody who had the balls, if you still listening, 347-934-0966, what about the $100,000? Let's just take a zero off. Same scenario though, your ass still fucking broke. You still living paycheck to paycheck. You still ain't got no guy. You still ain't rich. You ain't got it. You still don't own your house, own your car. You work for somebody else. You don't got your money, your kids' college money tucked away. $100,000, L, real quick, and I'm going to go. I see two people just hit the line to answer the question early. $100,000, L. Does it change? Does the extra zero make it okay? Or what?
It makes it perfectly okay. I'm not trying to get killed again on this show. I don't know how many lives I got.
All right. Go ahead. I'm not gonna kill you because you answered my initial first question, so that's all I really care about. But go ahead and answer this one.
No, I still don't think it's okay.
I'm not saying okay. Whether you think it's okay or not, would you go through with it? The question, you already trying to break it down to how you moralistically tried to twist it.
Would I do it?
But
if
in the end,
my husband wanted me to do it, I would do it. Would I want to do it? No, I would not want to do it. I would always be in the back of my mind if he would one day feel some type of way about it and use that as the way to decide he doesn't want to be with me anymore. That would always stay in the back of my mind.
Why the fuck? If anything, he
gonna
look.
Because money doesn't last. Money does not last.
Let me tell you something.
Money doesn't last.
Everybody listening to this show, everybody watching this Ustream, I'm telling you right now. If that nigga actually try and hold that over your head, if the scenario plays out just like Indecent Proposal, and just like I talked about tonight on this show, if that nigga come back and try and hold it over your head, you need to leave him anyway. Because
okay.
that nigga really ain't, he ain't a thoroughbred dude. He not thoroughbred. You know what I'm saying? He got some bitch ass tendencies. He got a little bitch in him anyway. You feel me? He might
yeah.
be hanging down a little 5 points on the slot.
What?
Got a little bitch in him. Got a little bitch in him. I'm just saying. If you
okay.
got look, unless you holier than thou, Christian, I mean to the T, nigga don't cuss, don't even play the motherfucker lottery type motherfucker. These are the only goddamn no's I'm accepting tonight without goddamn. It's the only people that can tell me no tonight without me having an issue with you. I'm just saying. Hold on. All right, look, L. All right, I'm gonna go. So, did I pop back up on the stream?
No, it says my links mode is disabled, so I'm trying to find out how to enable my links mode, but I can't. I'm still working on it.
All right, well, let me know, because I'm trying to work out the kinks anyway, all right?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go back to Key, because Key hit the number one when I said that. Key, what, when I said the six figures, did that change everything instead of the...
Man, you
the,
is not... I am not doing that job for $100,000. No.
Oh, man, $100,000?
No.
$100,000? Okay, let me...
No, you can't even buy a house. You can't even get...
Hold on. Wait a minute. You could buy two houses in Clayton County right now, but ain't
you
going
to
get into that.
Hold on. Maybe you're trying to make me think about it in a way that I can't really fathom right now, because I ain't that broke where I need no darn $100,000. I mean, for real, no.
Let me ask you this right here. Have you... Well... I ain't want to ask you because you go, I ain't gonna ask you that. But I'm just saying, you fuck guys for who had far less money, who spent far less on you, right?
Yeah.
Went out to a couple
but
of.
But it's because I wanted to, not because you know. It's just because I wanted to.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if I'm married.
All right. But we already said that your husband know about it and he gave you the okay. Because y'all still broke. Y'all still, you talking, but you popping, but I'm saying, same scenario. Y'all still barely making it check to check.
Man, I would have to be in the situation to try to, because as far, I can't really wrap my head around that right now. For the $100,000, nigga, no.
I'm still going to be mad. I'm still going to be mad.
Uh-uh.
I'm still going to be mad, America. Mad at my old lady.
$100,000, that is
great.
That ain't, that's not a lot of money.
One thing about it, you won't get mad at that motherfucking man if his goddamn ass goddamn keep coming home talking about, baby, I can't find a job. And then goddamn McDonald's call. And then nigga say, man, fuck that. I ain't working at McDonald's. You going to be like, nigga, you better get your motherfucking ass out there and fit the motherfucking burgers.
Man, look. Regardless of all that, I can't wrap my head around $100,000. No, nigga, no, no.
For real?
I really can't. I mean, maybe if I was in a situation, it might be a little different. But as of right now, I can't really just wrap my head around it.
But the minute you going in.
Oh, I'm all in. Like I told you, you can have me for the week, baby. Because we finna pay off a whole bunch of stuff, and we finna do some things with that. But $100,000? Nigga, what?
$100,000?
I will bust my husband in his face for even bringing that shit to me like that, for real.
Nigga, you had like $100,000
in a
lot of money.
$100,000
is a lot of money. Right now. What the hell you gonna tell me $100,000 is a lot of money in this world right now? $100,000 is a lot of money. I know niggas who have goddamn risked their motherfucking life trafficking dope all across motherfucking state lines for $100,000, risk their freedom. You can't chip niggas over $100,000.
To me, that's not a lot of money. I don't think that's a lot. I don't think that amount is worth it. I don't think it's worth it.
I tell you what, right now, let me ask you this right now. If that ain't worth it, if somebody right now, oh,
I can't even pay my house off with that.
Okay. You might not be able to pay that motherfucker off, but if you drop $100,000 on that bitch, you'll be done in the next couple of years. Way quicker than what you thought it would be.
Yeah, but shit, I mean, I don't know.
Just saying. I just threw it out there to the people. I've been throwing it out there to the people.
I don't know about the $100,000, especially if I was married. I don't know about that.
All right. My old lady, if we live in check to check, I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna take some more convincing if it's six figures, okay. Cause we, you know what I'm saying, if I was working the job I'm working right now, making what I make, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's my thing. That's what I'm like, when I was married, we was doing that. We was doing that in a year, so it's like, really?
But that's one weekend. That's one weekend lump sum.
I don't care, but we made
one weekend. Lump sum.
No. Tax. No. Not for the hundred. The million, I'm all in.
Really? Okay.
I'm done everything.
Okay. So you got them halfway morals. you got them halfway morals.
I'm just halfway. I got 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
1-0 can change your moralistic view of the world. Okay. Okay. One stinking fucking zero makes all the
difference. That's just like saying, when you do this for $100. Or when you do it for $1,000. Man, stop playing. 1-0 make a big difference.
No, I didn't go from a million to $1,000. I said a million to the hundred. I just took
100,000. Not 100,000. No. Not if I'm married.
I'm mashing for the hundred. I'm mashing for the hundred. Don't worry about it.
Man, whatever. We already know about you.
What do you mean? What? What the hell that mean? What does that mean? I got 7 minutes. What does that mean?
You're trying to do it for the $1,000. You're trying to do it for the $10,000. I mean.
Now, first of all, if it's Beyonce, I'm
doing it for
If it's Beyonce, I'm mashing Beyonce for the free.
For the free. You know what I'm saying?
Just for the goddamn, just pay the effort to get me there. Matter of fact, I might pay for my PlayStation. I might kick out the stack to get it. You know what I'm saying?
See, there you go. There you see. What I'm talking about. That's why I say we already know about you.
No, for real. For real. If I really love my wife like that, though, for real, the million is not even an argument if we doing bad. And $100,000, even still, my whole point is, I won't get mad at my wife if we fucking living check to check and it's $100,000. I still won't treat my wife no different, nigga. Cause I'm gonna take, we gonna take that $100,000, and we gonna make something out of it. You feel me? And I'm not gonna hold it over.
Yeah, that's like some pimping type. That's some pimping type stuff right there. Yeah.
Whatever
floats your boat, though.
Well, whatever. At the end of the day, you may call it pimping, but I call it taking one for the team. And I said I'm not gonna ask her to do nothing I ain't willing to do. You feel me? Even if that motherfucker look like
what
goddamn,
man not willing to have sex?
No. Because I don't fuck just anything. First of all. You feel me? So first of all, I totally find Monique 100% unattractive to me. I don't have no sexual desire at all to ever sleep with her. But for $100,000 and me and my motherfucking wife living, you feel what I'm saying? And we ain't got to even, you know, Monique made me throw up in my mouth a little bit, for real. You know what I'm saying? Wendy Williams made me throw up in my mouth a little bit, for real. But nigga, for the $100,000 and we barely making it around this bitch, I goddamn do it. We may need to stop by goddamn Starship to get some shit to make my shit get up and stay up for you.
Well, see, what I do in that situation, goddamn, I find a chick that he can manage for that amount. And
no.
So I don't have to manage no dude.
No. And the movie, it wasn't up to you. The motherfucker gonna step to you. They stepping to you.
Nah, I let him do it. He can go do it, but I ain't doing it.
I mean, I'm saying, but I take one for the team. And just, even though I'm like, not even just, you know, not even my thing, not even what I would really know. Nah. But
like you said in the movie, he was actually attractive. He wasn't no bad looking person. So
yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just throwing out different scenarios just to get the feeling of how people is feeling about it. I'm going to go to Shaker. I think she hit number one about the 100,000.
Right. And your friend's still black on mine, too.
It says I got 3 viewers.
Yeah, right. I can see that you got 3, and it went to 4, but the screen's still black.
Is it something that you got to hit refresh or something like that?
I already tried that. It didn't do it.
Hey, man, I don't know. I gotta figure out.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Oh,
later.
Shit, hold on. Did you come on right then? What about right now?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Video broadcast is not coming up right now. Hit refresh again. I think I just had to click. I see something that wasn't clicked. I just clicked it. Try it again.
Okay. I tried again. All
right. I just seen something was disabled, and I just clicked that. All right.
Okay.
All right. Oh, hold on. Here I come, Shay. L, did it come on right in when I clicked that button?
Yeah, it did. You may need to make sure you're following the people who are following you.
Yeah, no, what I did was, when it started looping and started playing back the playback, when I stopped recording and hit record again, it declicked the video broadcast button. So now when I click video broadcast, I see now that I got to make sure that button is clicked. So it should have popped.
Yeah, because you're up now on my screen.
Yeah. All right, I see. I'm just learning. All right, let me go ahead and answer Shay, okay. All right, Shay, go ahead.
Yeah, I see you on the screen now. Yeah, that's all I was telling you, that my screen was like all black. I couldn't see nothing. I could hear you, but I can see you and hear you now.
Right.
Yeah, I had to comment on that when you said about what happened, what's going to happen when he comes back next year, talking about the $5 million.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we might have to have a stipulation. It's like, okay, you going to take your significant other with you that time? What you going to do then?
What? Nigga, 5 million. Get the fuck on. Bye. Kick motherfucking rock.
That's like a job after that point.
Pull off. I'm going to be like this right here when you pull off. I'm throwing the deuces up. See ya. All right, I can't.
So my question was, what if he wanted the both of you? What if it was a situation where the person wanted the both of you?
Whoa. Now you crossed a whole motherfucking other threshold of line. Now you taking me outside of my whole realm of sexuality.
I'm not saying what if the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it was the female proposition and the male, and she wanted, you know, both of them.
What you say?
What if it was a female proposition and you, and she wanted you and your wife?
Okay, I pulled menages for free. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's do it. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, if it was the other way around, though, then you would be cool with that one, though.
Yeah, I don't want to be there. I don't need to see it. I mean, well, yeah, for the five million.
That's what I'm saying. I said, what if they come back like the next year? Say, okay, it's $5 million, but you know,
bring somebody along,
kind of thing.
Yeah. Now he wants me to come along. Now he wants me to actually watch him fuck my wife. Yeah, nigga, I'm gonna need $5 million for that. Just saying. Because now I have a visual, and now I can't just like X out of my mind, like type shit, like act like it never happened, because you know you can't forget a memory, you know what I'm saying?
You'll be okay with her doing it for $5 million and with you being there watching.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna be there, So I can easily forget about that shit. Cause we got $5 million. We finna blow his shit. We finna throw it in the bag. We'll be in.
No, that was my question. What if he came back the next year talking about five, but bring your significant other with you? You would be okay with her doing it for five with you watching?
Yeah, we discussed that. All right, I'm out. I gotta go. All right, K100 in the radio. I had a great show. All you motherfucking punk motherfuckers that was on my line. Now, I had like 19 calls at one point, and nobody was scared. Everybody was scared to talk. See your damn self. K100 Internet Radio, man. Episode 57, Indecent Proposal. Holla at you tomorrow, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm your host, Blizzum. Holla. Everybody that's watching on this stream for the first time, I want everybody to go on the doing it. I'm probably testing it for the first time. Probably will take this link down, you know what I'm saying, since it really didn't go flawless. But I do want to thank everybody that did tune in tonight for the first time to the Ustream video. You dig? And, I'm going to try to get everything situated with the camera. Basically get everything, you know, going on one. So I learned this shit over the weekend or whatever. I'm going to actually do it tomorrow. Depends on what the show is about. And, you know, and see what's going on, because fairly simple, but I just got to make sure I'm letting everybody know and getting it out to the people. You dig? So once again, let me hang up.